This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Good evening. Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. My name's Phil. Welcome to the show. If you're watching this live, get your views in and get your comments in as ever. That's what we want to do. We want to talk about what you want to talk about. Leicester City, top four of the Premier League. FA Cup this week, Wednesday. Liverpool on Saturday. Wolves a 0-0 yesterday. Sparta Prague coming up. Oh, loads and loads and loads. We want to know what you want to talk about. Here's a few bits from me. I want to know your views on it and we can get them on screen. A bit of a ball draw yesterday, or was it a point in the bag? Let me know what you think to that one. We've got more to talk about. A few hellos. Good evening, Ross. Hello from you. Yeah, hello to Leicester Fan, Leicester Food TV. That's Ross. And oh my God, if you saw what Ross was eating yesterday, it's enough to make your heart give in. Matty, how are you? LCFC Grey, good evening to you. Hope you're well. Chaz, good evening. Imtiaz, nice to speak to you, Imtiaz. What do you reckon to the games at the moment? Imtiaz, let us know. Mark Harrison, hiya to you. LCFC Grey says, we were sluggish yesterday and looked a bit fatigued. Listen, we're playing a lot of games. Are we allowed to make excuses for them? Grey, let me know what you think. Carl is watching from Cyprus. Hi, Carl. A bit of a relaxed photo there, Carl. I'm not going to try and do it myself, but nice to see you, Carl. What do you reckon? Christian says, I think the team needs rest. Well, tell you what, Christian, they ain't going to get a rest. Darren says, must win game against Liverpool. I guess that's one of my questions for you, and we'll get it up there on screen. We'll keep going with the hellos. But later on, I want to know whether you would be playing your A team against Brighton or your A team against Liverpool. What sort of players are you going to want to rest? Dave, the Irish Fox, how are you? Dave Felstead, good evening as well. At the end of the day, I'll take a point. I think that's sort of me in the way, Dave. I think we maybe missed out a trick yesterday and could have done it, but I'd have liked to have seen us take all three. But a point away at home, as Jamie Cracking Timing always says, a point away from home in the Premier League is a point away from home. Come on, you Foxes, he says. Neil Platter, good evening to you, Neil. What do you reckon to Leicester at the moment? And Patrick, get your views in. Patrick saying, anyone else think we've blown it? I think you're talking about the Premier League title there, aren't you, Patrick? Put in the comments, what do you guys think? Have we blown it or not? I think blown it's a bit of a strong word, Patrick, but I've got to be honest. Listen, those games against Fulham at home and West Ham, and I mean, list them. There's what have we lost? Five at home? I think that's probably what's done us. I think a 0-0 away at Wolves isn't what's cost us. I think it's the home games. Good evening, Mick. How are you? Thanks for watching. If everybody who's watching, if you're watching on Facebook like Mick, do me a favour. Go on, do me a favour. Give us a like and give us a share now. Hit the share button. If you're like Gray, let's get Gray's comment up there. Gray's watching on YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube, again, keep the comments coming. Give us a like. give us a subscribe as well. That'd be brilliant. Ross was saying, think there will be changes, but not the entire 11. Leave a few first team players in there. Thank you for that. Mark saying about the under-23s getting spanked by Derby 2-0. I think Danny Simpson in the under-23s tonight. Interesting one. Philip Upton says, why did we put those young players on the bench but not give them 10 minutes? Well, that's an interesting one. And do you know what, Philip? I'm not too fussed. I think don't blood the youngsters when you don't need to. But I do want to ask you about under. I've got it there, under, over. What is going on with under? Because I want to know what your views are on him. The jury's out for me. The jury is definitely out for me on under. And I really want to know what you guys think to him, because, again, we haven't seen much of him, certainly not started much in the Premier League. Could he have come on yesterday and done something in that match? What, you know, I feel a bit sorry for him, because I think there is some talent there. But I'm really, really interested to know what you guys think about under. I mean, Philip there said, should we have put the youngsters on? Should we have put the guy on who's on loan from AS Roma? Get your views in on that. Patrick saying Rodgers has already said a couple of any under-23s will play on Wednesday. They'll have to. We've got Liverpool away on Saturday. They'll have to, won't they? Auntie Karen says, a point is better than nothing. Good evening to you, Auntie Karen. Hope you're well. Carl saying, I thought we were poor against Wolves. I think this is the thing, Carl. There's a bit of a split in the camp. Do you agree with Carl? Were we poor? I think Leicester's one of those teams at the moment. When we're good, we're very good. And sometimes, if I'm honest, we can look at a little bit average. And I think that was the side that turned up yesterday. We looked a bit average. Some of the play against Fulham last week away was quite sensational at times. But it's not always like that, Carl, is it? Rob's saying under should be playing more. I like him more than Perez. Do you agree with Rob? This is my big thing that I do want to ask you tonight about under. Is it all over for under? That's under, over. I guess that's my question. Get your comments in on under and let me know why you think he's maybe not playing. Ivan, thanks Ivan, watching in Sierra Leone as ever. Ivan says, under used to play with Vardy. We saw those number of assists from him. Yeah, he was getting a few in there. I think it would be interesting. Norman saying, I don't think if we sign him, talking about under, I think another Premier League side will. Listen, he's on loan. It's like a try before you buy. We saw this with Youri Tielemans. But if you ain't trying, you ain't going to buy. And we ain't trying him. So I'd perhaps like to have seen him thrown on yesterday. Nigel, I agree with you. He's saying with continuity, starting more regularly under could be an asset. Ross is saying if we drew Wolves 7 years ago, it would have been a bad result, but now take a point before yesterday's game. I think a point away from home. Jamie says it always on his Fox's Arms show. He always says, look, a draw away is all right. Adam's talking about all Brighton has been playing well, so under has to wait for his chance. Listen, I'm probably one of Mark Albrighton's biggest fans, Adam, but I do think that under offers you something a little bit more dynamic than all Brighton at times. And maybe in a 0-0 game, it would have been a time to play him. Brad Lingard is saying under needs to play more. He's a good player. Brad obviously rates him. Do you agree with Brad? Maybe his under's being saved for the Europa League. Will under play Imtiaz on FA Cup Wednesday against Brighton? What do you think to that? Robert Toner saying be happy to finish top four. Listen, Man City demolished Liverpool yesterday, didn't they? 4-1. They're talking about the title's over for Liverpool. If Liverpool win their game in hand, and obviously we play them on Saturday, I don't think the title's over. Man City look like they're in a great position. I don't think it's over for us, but I think probably we've already lost too many home games where we didn't need to be serious about it. Steve saying Brendan has stated under is great in attack, but not so good helping out in defence. Maybe something that he needs to learn, Steve. But again, how's he going to learn that just in training? It's interesting. Nigel saying Perez is less physical than under. He probably plays more central and further forward, doesn't he, than under, Nigel? But, you know, it's an interesting point. LCFC Grey on YouTube saying drop Perez, bring Albrighton back Wednesday and keep Nacho up top. Brings me on very nicely, thanks, Gray, to another question I want to ask you. Nacho or Vardy to start? What do you think? Which one of these gentlemen would you be wanting to start? Would it be Kelechi Iheanacho? Now, reasons to start him, and I want your comments on it. Reasons to start on him. Let's keep his confidence going. He could do with another goal. Let's give him more game time. It's the FA Cup. It's Brighton. Let's save Jamie Vardy for Saturday. Or is the alternative... Sorry, I'll come back to me and then we'll go to Mr. Vardy. Or is the alternative that Jamie Vardy needs a bit of game time? Give him a start. Give him the first 50 minutes to get match fitness ready for Saturday. I guess you could argue it either way. So I want to know what your views are. Would you bring Vardy on for the last 20, 30 minutes again from the bench to up his... I mean, he effectively came on 60 minutes yesterday. So he played 30, 35 minutes. Would you start him tomorrow to get him ready for Saturday? Or would you say, no, ease him back in? I want your views and your comments on Nacho or Vardy to start. What do you think? That's what we want, your views. Get them in there. Sidant on YouTube says we need to trust Nacho. I think just more game time, I think, for Nacho is the way to doing. Nacho to start, says LCFC fan. Wesley Fafana, thanks for watching, Wes. I hope you're doing well. Obviously not the real Wes. Says, start Nacho, save Vardy for time. Imagine if that was the real Wesley Fafana. I'm just popping on here to give my views to all the fans. I mean, trust me, we'd love it. But anyway, Andy, I think Andy is very tongue-in-cheek. He's saying the way Nacho is playing, Jamie Vardy will struggle to get a start. Hey, listen, he did all right against Fulham. Rob says Nacho to start and bring in Vardy for 30 minutes. I actually think that's what might happen, Rob. I think Vardy will start as a sub and then will start the match for real against Liverpool. But get your views and get your comments on. Patrick saying what we don't want is extra time on Wednesday. I don't think there is extra time on Wednesday, Patrick. Somebody help me out. I don't think there is. I think it's straight to penalties, isn't it? Or maybe not, Patrick. Listen, you probably know more than me. The way the games are coming thick and fast, I can't keep up with it. It's FA Cup, it's Premier League. We're back to Premier League and then Europa League, aren't we? Phil Upton says, let's get him on. Sorry, Ivan says, Vardy is the most complete striker in the world. We can use with under, so get ready for Saturday. So he's saying start Nacho. Philip Upton is saying, yes, Jamie Vardy's for the last 20 minutes. I think that's interesting in there. LCFC Grey is saying there's pens. Yeah, is there extra time, LCFC Grey? I don't think there is. Steve saying if that was the real Fafana, he would be in trouble with the manager for comments like that. Yeah, listen, Steve, we all know it's not. But it's always nice to have him. Come on. Mick Padgett says, Vardy, start, bring him off after an hour. That's the other way round, isn't it, Mick? Do you start him, give him the 60 minutes, get the job done. He's improved on his 35 minutes and then he's ready for a full 90 on Saturday. Interesting. Bacon Peanut Butter, still got the best name on YouTube, says Nacho because Brighton have physical defenders. They do, don't they? They're quite a good physical side. Listen, I don't know. We've not really got onto the Brighton game as such yet, but how do you think we're going to do in that? That's one of the questions we're talking about. Is there going to be big changes? Of course, I want your score predictions for Brighton on Wednesday. I've said it before this season. I do want us to do well in the FA Cup, but I think my logic, I definitely want us to go for Champions League in the top four this season. We've been in the top four effectively since September 2019. I'd like us to secure it this season. And then there's the Europa League. We're only in that very rarely. It's the first time we've ever been in the Europa League. I know we've been in European competitions before and the old European Cup. But I'd like to see us win the Europa League. We'll be in the FA Cup next season is my logic. But hopefully I will win it. Just a question in here from Reese. Where's that one gone? Trying to see Reese's thing. Thank you, Reese. Says no replays. I know there's no replays. Oh, it is extra time. Thanks, Reese. Okay. Although LCFC Grey saying there's no extra time. I don't think there is extra time. Somebody sort it out. We've got Reese saying there is extra time. LCFC Grey saying no extra time. What we need? What do we need here to sort it out? Somebody needs to tell us. Again, Grey saying here we need to be good at set pieces for once or Brighton could cause us major problems. I tell you what is going on with our set pieces at both ends? Guys, what are we doing? Because it feels like every time there's a corner or a free kick comes in, And we've got Evans and we've got Soyuncu in there. We've got good defence, but when it comes to crosses from, well, we, you know, corners in particular, what is going on? And then swing it around the other way, we seem to struggle to, I know the fact is we sort of not scored from a corner in well over 12 months now. We sort of did the other week in that short corner, but I don't know. It's like, surely I know we'll be practicing these things. Brenda will be practicing these things. If we've got extra time, you and Jamie will be needed to sort it. That's Jack, obviously, the watch along on Wednesday. I'll tell you what, if there's extra time, Jamie from the Fox's Arms will be, he can't stay up that late on a match day. He's got his pipe slippers on. It's an hour later over there. He's told us that. Champions League, says Reese, should go to FA Cup winners. So people, yes, that a different debate, Reese. I would wholeheartedly agree with you. I think it should do. Philip saying corners are atrocious. No disrespect to Madison. He needs to step down for a bit, says Steve. We've got other people who can put a ball in. It's like, you know, when all Brighton's on, he can put a decent cross in. Youri Tielemans can put a decent cross in. It does feel it's a bit like, it's a bit like when you're a school kid, isn't it? It's like you always had one kid who was like, the ball is, you know, it's my ball, so I'm taking every free kick, every corner. You see it loads in kids' football. There's one person. It's like, well, maybe let's mix it up. Maybe they're expecting Madison. I sometimes wonder, I think Madison is trying to put in such a perfect ball that the room for margin of error is so tight that he puts in such a great, tries to put in that pinpoint ball that when it does go in is amazing. But the trouble is, he's hitting that first man. So how many times have we talked about hitting the first man this season? It seems to be a constant thing. Listen, wherever you're watching, do me a favour. We're literally halfway through the show. If you're watching live, please give us a like and give us a share. Especially if you're on Facebook, share, share, share. Thank you so much. That's the begging done. You guys making me beg what you like. Wesley Fofana, thank you. This is definitely the real Wes. Little Wes saying Schmeichel, can't even spell Schmeichel, but on corners for me. Senior other day, Phil jumping on a car on Willow Road. Pretty sure it was you. Where's Willow Road, Paula? Don't know where that is. I'd be, if it was in Loughborough, maybe. Keith saying, if drawing at 90 minutes, it goes to rock, paper, scissors. I tell you, that's about what penalties are like. I hate watching Leicester take penalties. I don't know about you. I still have jitters over penalties since Cardiff away in the playoff semi-finals. Ooh, Jan Kermigan. That's all I'm going to say there. Let's go. This is peanut butter. Let's go far in the Europa instead. FA Cup is irrelevant to us. And let's go for a top four. Yeah, sort of what I'm saying. I mean, I still want us to do well, but Imtiaz is saying Champions League is our only aim this season, if we're honest. It's the elite place to be, whether through Europa League win or top four. I happen to agree with the Imtiaz because I think that is where the Champions League is in there. Paula, yes, it probably was me then, because I was there the other day fixing my lad's car out who had broken down. I'm laughing at other Paula's comments. Ross says, if it's a draw after 90 minutes, they should play a game of FIFA. Christian says he gets nervous when Leicester takes penalties. I ought to take that one off, Reece. You caught me out with that one. Fair play to you, yes. We were saying very similar things on the drive home from Cardiff, though, so fair play, Reece. Mick Padgett says, the FA Cup, we need to win it. I know, Mick. I think, Mick, you're a little bit... You are... listen, I'm old school. I think, Mick, you're old school. No offence, I'm guessing, Mick. But we all want to win the FA Cup. But I just think this is the year... We could win the FA Cup when we're in the Championship. We could win the FA Cup when we're in the middle of the Premier League, at the bottom, whatever. We can win it any year, Leicester could. We really could. What we can't win every year is qualify for the Champions League. And what we certainly can't win every year is a European trophy. So, for me, those are the two biggest aims. But, hey, listen... I want to win the FA Cup, but I'd rather rest players. I'm being honest. I'd rather rest players on Wednesday. And if that means that it's tough or, you know, we were to lose it, but we go. I mean, Liverpool are there for us on Saturday while we're looking at the Liverpool match. Liverpool are in poor form. If ever there's a time to go to Liverpool, Sorry, I know they're coming to Leicester, but if there's ever a time to play Liverpool, it's now. They're in a bit of a pickle. You know, they've got players out. Klopp's moaning about all sorts. I don't know if you heard Klopp commenting that Man City have been handed it because of their, you know, they had the coronavirus. He's saying some strange stuff, and I think it is there yes, Reese, you didn't. I click sometimes too quick. Listen, I think Liverpool there for the win, and that's where I'd go for. And I really want to know what you think about that. Carl says he thinks Barnes needs a rest. I think Barnes is having a great season, Carl, and it just doesn't happen every season, you know, every week for him. Some of our under-23s have been left out tonight. Jono says they will start. Yeah, Brendan Rodgers has said they will start. He's already saying. So he's already putting it out there. And I think Brighton, to be fair, they're in a bit of a relegation scrap. They will put in some of their reserve team. So I think that's how it's going to go. Listen, the lads who play for Leicester on Wednesday, I still think we'll win. But Patrick saying Liverpool got a week off. They'll be fired up for Saturday. Obviously, they're out the FA Cup. Jono, yeah, Klopp does sound rattled. He does sound a bit rattled with it all. So Keith says definitely want the FA Cup. School, not new school. School, not new school. I've got a feeling we'll rest players, says Wayne. I agree. So their aim will be survival. Absolutely in true. Robert is the Tuscan Foxes in the house. Why do I feel better if we're playing them away? Yeah, playing Liverpool away. Yes, I know. You'd like to think Liverpool will come and have a go against Leicester on Saturday. So, again, hopefully that will help for us. Mick saying they're a wounded animal. Someone is in for a tanking. I hope it's not us. Oh, don't say that, Mick. You just don't put the kiss of death on. Mick, how dare you? How very dare you, Mick, say things like that. Take it back now. Indeed. Do we rest Kasper and play Danny Ward for the FA Cup? Yeah, I think so. I think without a shadow of a doubt, Chris, Danny Ward will start on Wednesday. Do you agree with that? Do you think Danny Ward will start? Get your views and get your comments in. Reese is watching. Let's get Reese's comments up there, because obviously I'm not watching the under-23s. He says, I love Simo, but he's been so poor tonight for the under-23s. I would think they're giving Simo a bit of a... I can't believe he's not been picked up by anybody else. I was a bit surprised when Andy King went off to OH Leverhusen. Or Levson, however we say our sister club, because I think both of them would do a good job at a championship side. But anyway, that's a different... Steve, he's not left us really, because he's out of contract. He's just training with them, I think, to keep him fit, but can't seem to pick up a game for anybody. Him, Andy King, obviously gone to OH. Zab says, we have strength to rest a few and still progress in the club, in the cup, in the FA Cup. Zab saying, rest... I think we do, and I think Brighton will rest a few. So I'm afraid people say it's the oldest cup competition, and, you know, in the world, everybody needs to give it some respect. Like Reece said earlier, I agree with Reece. If you want teams to respect it, stick a Champions League spot at the end of it. I'd have no problem with that. Champions League spot for the FA Cup instead of fourth in the Premier League. Listen, fourth in the Premier League, we want to get there. We want to get the Champions League. Let's open this out. Do you think the FA Cup should have a Champions League space at the end of it? That would make teams take it very seriously. I would say so. Mick, same play Ward. Thank you, Mick. Agreeing with that. If we don't beat Liverpool and Brighton and Burnley, I hope it doesn't knock our confidence. Listen, I think we're not seeing the drop-off we saw last year. That 1-1 against Norwich at home, followed by the Man City defeat, followed by the Liverpool defeat. The wheels well and truly fell off in that period and then into January last year, didn't they? But I think that's not happening this time. Amanda's saying, Danny Ward is excellent in penalties, just perfect for the FA clash, just in case. Yeah. Sorry, that was David Gavin saying that. Thank you, David. I would agree with you. I hope that they get a better squad for the FA Cup. Come on, Foxes, on Wednesday. Roger's saying that we need a new playing surface. Yes, he did. Apparently, that playing surface has been down at the King Power for 18 years. Is this why we're not so good at home? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe it just doesn't play as fast as Roger's wants. But they are saying we are going to relay the King Power Stadium. It's not been done in 18 years. We need a better pitch. Maybe. Maybe that's what it is. I'll tell you what, though, Keith. Should have seen Filbert Street pitch most of the year back in the day. These players don't know they're bored saying they can't play on the carpet that is there. I don't know. But eight fine margins in football. Very fine margins. First time since 1963, the Bin Dippers have lost three at home on the bounce. We're allowed to say Bin Dippers, aren't we, Mick? I don't know. The PC police might be in there. We know what you mean about the Scousers. Klopp blames Bjorn, says Keith. Yeah, well, I tell you what, Keith, it's been a while. Thank you, Keith. Can we blame Claude Puel for yesterday's 0-0 draw? Can we, Keith? Get your views in. Is it Puel's fault that we only drew 0-0? Listen, the fact we can go to Wolves, a more than decent middle table, middle to top table Premier League side at the moment, and get a draw and think that we've let ourselves down, I think shows you where we are at the moment. Carl is saying the KP played fast when we won the league. Yeah, there was no complaining then. I think maybe the media making something of that. I think the lads missed the fans at home when they're away. They don't expect to have any support. Well, Rob, I've got to be fair. I think Leicester fans, I often think the support away from home, I'm not going to say it's better because it's different, but the away support for Leicester, I often think, I said it yesterday, I think if we'd have had Leicester away fans there yesterday, I know there'd have been home fans as well, but I just think when Vardy comes on at 60 minutes, they'd have had a roar, there'd have been a big, come on Leicester roar from the Leicester fans when Vardy comes on. And you don't get that with no fans. And I really think Jamie Vardy's back, the fans would have been cheering every time Vardy went near the ball. When he had that earlier chance that he didn't quite control it, they'd have been like, oh, I think fans for both sides make a massive... This is one thing that lockdown, this football has shown me, is the Premier League need to realise what fans do for their sport. Because I've got to be fair, there's times, especially if you don't have the fake noise on, it's dull. Yesterday, we flipped between no noise and fake noise. And with no noise, it was like pre-season friendly. It was boring. And I think they should be paying us fans to be going in to make the atmosphere. Will they realise it? Probably not. They'll probably just up the prices next season and charge us more for a shirt and more of a pie. Don't start me off on all this. Carl, I agree. The away support is very loud and non-stop. Leicester. Most clubs have a great away support. Leicester's is as good as anybody's, especially on its day. There's been some spine-tingling moments standing in an away end for me, for Leicester City. That we could do a whole show on that. Your best ever away days. Some absolutely amazing ones. But I think it does make a difference. Reece saying the FA Cup gets you into the new UEFA Conference League next season. Not even Europa anymore. That's right, Reece. Thank you for that. I think, does that start next season? That's the third tier of European football. That is where it will get really Mickey Mouse, if you ask me. I reckon there'll be some teams qualify for that who don't even want to do it. Because it'll be going to some of the real C grade. I mean, some of the places that you go in the Europa League are not exactly glamorous. But that Europa League, the Conference League, I think some teams will think, oh, do I really want to end up in that? Wesley Fofana says, what's your favourite away day? Yeah, do let us know in there. 41% home wins across the Premier League this season. It's to do with fans. If you've got your home fans in there, it's called home advantage for a reason, isn't it, Patrick? And it does make a difference. It really does. Christian says, we need a win against Liverpool. And I know that's a lot to ask for, but it's at home. And if we want top four, we need points from these big games. Listen, we're Leicester City. We'll probably go and beat Liverpool on Saturday and look back at some of the games and go, how did we lose to Brighton and West Ham and Villa at home and beat some of these other teams? Keep your comments coming in. We're nearly done. I guess, do you know what? Listen. We've got sidetracked onto all sorts of things. I need your score predictions. It's Brighton. It's FA Cup. It's Wednesday. Don't forget, we'll be doing the live watch along. I think it's Tom's back in the seat. He doesn't have to juggle daddy daycare on a Wednesday. So it's Tom and I think Lox. Hopefully Lox and Jack, they did a great job yesterday. They're both suffering with the old tickly coughs. So hopefully they'll be back on top form for Wednesday. But yeah, we'll be live from 7:30. So let me know. I want to know your score predictions for Leicester. It could go anywhere. It could be a mixed up side. Danny Ward, Will Nacho star, under 23s in there. I want to know what your score predictions are and who's your first goal scorer. I'm going to go I'm going to chuck mine out there. I'm going to say, I think Nacho will start. I think Nacho will score. I don't think it'll be easy against Brighton. It seems like we can't keep a clean sheet when we're winning. I think we're going to win 2-1. I think we'll score first. I think Brighton will get a goal. But hey, who cares what Phil thinks? What we want to know is, what do you think? Jono, let's get as many of these in as we can. Jono says 3-1. Who's going to score first, Jono? Come on, stick your mouth on a player's name there. Mick saying 3-1. Leicester win. Come on, Mick, who's going to score first? Thank you, Gray. 2-1, City, Madders and Nacho. Very specific. Christian, 2-1, but I want to know who's going to score. Ben, 3-1, Leicester. I want first goal scorers as well. Get them in there with your first goal scorers. Is Ndidi going to return for Liverpool? Yeah, I think there's a chance, Christian, he might do. Nigel saying 3-1 to Leicester. Nigel, who's going to score? Because if you put who's going to score, I think I know whether it's Vardy or Nacho you think is going to play in there. Matt is going 2-1 Leicester. Ethan, 5-2. Big win there. Somebody in the Facebook group saying, we should win. I say 2-0 Vardy and JJ. Peter saying 3-2 City. Phil's saying 2-1 Foxes. Vardy with one at least. Covering all your bets there. That's a good bookies bet, that is, Phil. Vardy to score at any time, maybe. 3-0, thanks, Andy, with Perez. EKG, 3-2. Early goal from Nacho. I'm with you on that. Reese is giving us the odds for a Wes Morgan hat-trick. 74 million or whatever that is. 742 million. Yeah, you get the idea. Kickoff is 7:30. Is it, Mick? Thanks for that, Mick. I thought it was 8 o'clock. Whatever time. I tell you what, there's that many games at the moment, Mick. I'm spinning, absolutely spinning as to what day it is and what we've got on. So thank you for that. If it is, then I'll double check what it is. Keith saying Locks was steaming. He was steaming yesterday. He was not happy with some of that. Ross says 2-0 Leicester and Tielemans to score. Ross, big question. What on earth are you making for tea for that match? I can't wait to see it. It's becoming a thing now, Ross. Sorry, mate. We want to see what on earth is he concocting. We've had pizza burgers. God knows what yesterday's meal was, but it had a lot of gravy on it. Gaynor says 2-1. Thank you, Gaynor. Tielemans after his mate. Did you think he had a nightmare yesterday? I thought he was okay. I thought everybody was okay. But I think everybody had a 6 or a 7 yesterday. That's all. 3-0 Les Bella says Rye. MTS 2-1 to Leicester. Nacho with a brace. Thanks for that. Nigel's confirming it'd be Barnes to score first in his prediction. Chris Mutton says 3-1 JJ to score first. Ivan, who's going to score first? But he says 3-1. Ian's 2-1 and Nacho then under. Ethan's confirming Nacho to score. 2 for Perez, 2 for Vardy. Ethan, go and put 50p on that, mate. It'd probably get you a lot of money back from the bookies, although I'm not encouraging anybody to bet, please. Ross is saying 2-0 Leicester win with Yuri and a double JJ. J James Justin to score. There's too many James in that. Peters, Madders to score first. Jono saying under with his 3-1, three unders. Extra time for me. Brighton are no mugs. Us to pip it in extra time, 2-0. Thanks, Keith. That would be good. Ross says he's going to have spaghetti and meatballs with chips and beans. Good grief. Everyone had 6. Took words out of my mouth. Love, Mick. Love the idea of Tielemans laying on the floor behind the wall for their free kick. Listen, thank you. Oh, Martin. How are you, Martin? Let's get this on. Hope you're well, Martin. Held back, leaving out several under 23s players tonight in their match for Derby. So I think there'll be a few youngsters and we'll get a chance on Wednesday. Brendan knows he needs to rest a few players from sports scientists' reports are listened to. Indeed, Martin. I hope you're well anyway, Martin. Don't give me a yellow card again. Thank you. Martin is a ref. Jamie, 1-0 Leicester City. Who's going to score, Jamie? That's it. I think we're about done. Listen, so many predictions. It's going to be an interesting one. Whatever time is kickoff on Wednesday, I'm losing the plot. Join us at least half an hour before. We've got a watch along all the way through it. We've also got, what else have we got on this week? Thursday at 1:15, a lunchtime special for you. We've got Chris from Redmen TV. So Redmen TV is a massive Liverpool fan channel. Massive, massive, massive. One of the biggest out there. So Chris is joining us at 1:15 at lunchtime live. We'll go live and we'll do it. So if you don't watch it live, it'll be on playback. But join me and Chris at 1:15. We've got Locks on Friday. He'll be looking forward to the Liverpool match as well. And then obviously on Saturday, we've got the watch along with Liverpool. So loads to look forward to on Leicester Fan TV. Thanks as ever, wherever you're watching. As I always say, do us a favour, do yourself a favour, subscribe and get the alerts. Turn on the notifications because then you know when we go live. Give us a share. Do all the usual yada yada yas because we appreciate that. But you don't have to if you don't want to. And then as ever, thanks to these guys, local businesses who help us all out. But most of all, as I always say, thanks to you guys for watching. Thanks for your comments. Without your comments, I'll just sit here like this. And we don't want to do that. That's boring. So thanks so much. And I will see you for the watch along on Wednesday night. FA Cup. Yes, we can win it.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. With special thanks to our pals at ADT Taxis, Feeding, Piglet's Pantry, Tiger, Leicester Garage Conversions, Pink Vehicle Leasing, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Moyer Wade Interiors, and our chosen charity, Memphis UK. We bring you the fans' views on the match each week, and your views matter to us. Join the fans debate each match with us. Follow us at Leicester Fan TV.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.